Nothing could go wrong for the Indians last night. They beat the Yankees 4-0 in Game 1 of the American League Division Series. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, manager Terry Francona took a gamble and went with starting pitcher Trevor Bauer in Game 1 over ace Corey Kluber, and it paid off.
Well, it's impossible to say that Corey Kluber could have done any better than Trevor Bauer unless Corey Kluber was going to throw a no-hitter. And Amanda, think about this. Of all the postseason games the Indians have had for so many years, Trevor Bauer for 5 1/3 innings had a no-hitter. No other pitcher since Bob Feller went that long in the postseason while giving up a hit. And you talk about getting everybody fired up and off to the right kind of start. That's exactly what Bauer did.
Some people question whether manager Terry Francona should have done this.
I did too.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the, it's always a kind of funny report question. Well, some people say, no, I wondered about that because Kluber is clearly the best pitcher in the American League. But the Indians had a bunch of reasons that they went with Bauer, and all of them fell into place. And among those reasons, Amanda, was this. If we could win Game 1 with Bauer, this is the Indians thinking, then you go into Game 2 at home, and who's pitching tonight?
It'll be Corey Kluber.
And does that talk about putting your team in a great position? And so, it was just a fantastic evening. I mean, even the temperature, 67 degrees in October, the crowd, the loud from the opening pitch, standing ovations all over the place, and then all of a sudden, look who gets home runs and doubles.
It was Jay Bruce.
Yeah, the guy they picked up in August. In terms of, like, getting all good baseball karma lined up in Game 1, it sure happened.
Now, tonight, like you mentioned, Corey Kluber getting the start. Can't be in a better position than that. CeCe Sabathia starts for the Yankees. Might remember him from back in the days when he was the star pitcher here.
Yes, I mean, he originally came to the Indians in 2001 at the age of 20. He's now 37 years old. And CeCe's always been one of my favorites, just a wonderful young guy, and now he's not so young anymore, but he still has quite a bit left in the tank. I'll be fascinated to watch how he still throws and then how the Indians handle it. But really, he has, you know, the weight of the Yankees on his big shoulders, and he's still a huge man, about 6'7". And meanwhile, Kluber, who last year was, you know, one of the best, if not the best, postseason pitchers the Indians have ever had in terms of how they pitched in October, you know, is primed in front of the home crowd. And, you know, I look at 2007, Sabathia's last full season with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
He won a Cy Young Award, and that actually was a year the Indians were in the postseason. And, of course, I think Kluber will win a second Cy Young Award this year. And so, it's a cool thing for me to watch both of them because I saw them both when they were young and struggling and to see them pitch now.
Yeah, but you have to think, as easy as last night looked, this Yankees
mm-hmm.
team is not going to go away easy. They're a good team.
Of course not. I mean, the Yankees, they have games where it seems like they strike out a million times and really look kind of clueless up there, and then they are their young, strong hitters. One guy hits a home run, next thing you know, another guy does, and they just pound the ball all over the place. I mean, one of the big plays of the night, Jason Kipnis in center field, not second base, his regular position, center field for the Indians, making a diving catch. Trevor Bauer turning around, raising his arms in victory. The fans just screaming. Afterwards, Bauer said he thought that catch by Kipnis set the tone for the whole night. Of course, that was another move that Terry Francona was second guessed about, you know, putting Kipnis in center field because he wanted to have a better defensive infield. Again, it was a variety of reasons. That happened. So you go back, Jay Bruce, 3 RBIs. The second baseman playing center field, making a great catch. The guy who wasn't supposed to start Game 1 but did, throwing 6 2/3 shutout innings. The manager feeling very good right now about mm-hmm. things, and so are the Tri fans.
All right. Game 2 is today at 5. Terry, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Amanda.